a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor J.P. Mosley from the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association, followed by Pledge of Allegiance led by Pages Miranda Stottle from Spearfish and Erica Van Huysen from Owanka.
Let us pray. Merciful Heavenly Father, Sovereign Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. We pray that you would indeed bless this session, that it may be done in a proper order, and that it would be pleasing in your sight. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We're good?
Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Beal, Boland, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Deutsch, DeSanto, Dryden, Duvall, Feichert, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Harrison, Haugard, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Hickey, Holmes, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Klum, Langer, Latterell, Marty, May, McCleary, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosem, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Schremp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Stevens, Tolson, Verschiel, Werner, Westra, Wick, Willidson, Woolman, Zickman, Speaker Wink.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 16th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Communications.
Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, February 6, 2015. I have the honor to inform you that on February 6, 2015, I approved House Bill 1045, and the same has been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1100 do pass, House Bill 1137 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, House Bill 1147 be referred to the Committee on Appropriations, House Bill 1172 was deferred to the 41st legislative day, Jacqueline Sly, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1155, 1176, and 1179 do pass. House Bill 1144 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Brian G. Gosch, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1048 and 1189 and Senate Bill 46 do pass. House Bill 1188, 1191, 1192, and Senate Bill 43 do pass as amended. Justin R. Cronin, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1103 do pass. G. Mark Mickelson, Chair. And the Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bill 1094 and 1105 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1174 was tabled. Tim Rounds, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith HCR 1004, in which the Senate has concurred. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 39, 57, 66, 80, 85, 94, 111, and 161, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions. We are having our exit from the Capitol, from our pages for the last 2 weeks. Representative Stevens is going to be reading the resolution, and we will honor them as they come across the stage one at a time. He'll read their names, and they'll line up in front, and then we'll thank them, and we'll adopt the resolution. Go ahead, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 90th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Rachel Chester, Olivia Edoff, Bryce Ingarth, Rachel Evangelisto, Taylor Faw, Michael Greenfield, John Haugard, Megan Cass, Chelsea Lumheim, Seth Shamans, Jordan Sibernagle, Miranda Stadil, and Erica Van Huzen. Whereas the above names serve loyally as pages for the House of Representatives of the 90th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 90th House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 90th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service, adopted by the House of Representatives February 6, 2015, Dean Wink, Speaker of the House, Arlene Kavislin, Chief Clerk of the House.
Representative Stevens moves that House Page Resolution 2 be adopted.
Those in favor of the Stevens motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Representative Gosch moves that the following House bills be referred from the Committee on State Affairs. House Bill 1161 to Education, House Bill 1168 to Commerce and Energy, House Bill 1183 to Local Government, House Bill 1203 to Agricultural and Natural Resources, House Bill 1206 to Local Government, House Bill 1228 to Appropriations, and House Bill 1230 to Health and Human Services.
Those in favor of the Gosch motion to refer some bills to other committees signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills. Speaker declares that House Bill 1156 was withdrawn at the request of the prime sponsor pursuant to Joint Rule 6B1.1. Speaker declares that House Bill 1204 was withdrawn at the request of the prime sponsor pursuant to Joint Rule 6B1.1. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 80, an act to increase the selling price of a towed vehicle that exempts the seller of the vehicle from certain vehicle dealer licensing requirements. Senate Bill 85, an act to repeal certain requirements regarding the handlebar height on motorcycles. Senate Bill 94, an act to establish a license fee for electric-powered motorcycles.
Speaker assigns Senate Bill 39 to Appropriations, Senate Bill 80 to Commerce, Senate Bills 111 and 161 to Local Government, Senate Bills 57 and 66 to State Affairs, Senate Bills 85 and 94 to Transportation. Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1121, an act to authorize township boards to establish speed zones on township roads. House Bill 1135, an act to expand certain bonding provisions regarding local government officials and employees. House Bill 1136, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the administration of unlocatable mineral leasehold or royalty interests. Senate Bill 19, an act to revise certain provisions regarding references to the Internal Revenue Code. Senate Bill 20, an act to revise the age that a manufactured home or mobile home will be considered real property. Senate Bill 21, an act to revise the income guidelines for the Paraplegic Property Tax Relief Program.
Consent calendar bills, having had their second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question for the House is final passage of bills on the consent calendar. Those in favor vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative DeSanto and Munsterman. Munsterman's excused. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 61 yeas, 9 excused.
Consent bills having received a majority vote of the members elect is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1145, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the payment of salary and compensation to legislators.
House Bill 1145, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1145 is before us today to fix a perceived lack of authority to reimburse legislators for their trip to Pierre for the budget address. There's a statute on the books now, 4-7-9, that requires the governor to deliver the report to the legislature. He chooses to do so in person. We show up, we sit in this chamber for the budget address, we receive the report. It's a day that the legislator should be compensated for. So this is going to close that loophole. Also, similarly, for the swearing in of the legislators before they can begin their job as legislators or as legislators, this bill will fix that as well and allow compensation. And the final thing it does in the last section, it sets up a portion of the LRC budget whereby legislators in the interim for trips necessary to perform their duties as legislators can be compensated. With that, I'd ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1145? Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question for the House is final passage of House Bill 1145. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 60 yeas, 1 nay, 9 excused.
House Bill 1145, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed.
House Bill 1149, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the setting of the salary of legislators.
House Bill 1149, having had its second reading, is up for consideration, final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Boland.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1149 is a companion bill to House Bill 1150, which was passed yesterday. This bill sets a floor for legislative pay at the current level. The compensation that legislators receive in the state of South Dakota being among the lowest in the nation. This is a bipartisan bill supported by the leadership of both political parties on this floor, and I would encourage your support of House Bill 1149. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1149? Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question for the House is final passage of House Bill 1149. Those in favor vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 51 yeas, 10 nays, 9 excused.
House Bill 1149, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct. Representative Gosch.
I would move that we defer the remainder of today's calendar to Monday, the 18th legislative day.
All in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Yeah.
Motion carries. There being no objection, the House will revert back to order business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bill 1012, 1016, 1017, 1018, and 1019 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 9:48 a.m. February 6, 2015. Respectfully submitted. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bill 1026 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions related to the Department of Labor and Regulation. Are there any announcements? Any announcements?
Speaker.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was just advised we are in session on Monday, so your House Commerce and Energy Committee will meet at 10 a.m. Monday morning. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe our doctor of the day has walked in. His name is Benjamin Aker from Brandon. Currently holds the position of Chairman of the South Dakota State Medical Association Committee on Medical Practice. Let's welcome Dr. Aker. Any further announcements? Representative Sly.
House Education, Monday morning, 7:45.
Very good. Any more announcements? Before you go, Benjamin Franklin once said, well done is better than well said. And I think we've had a very productive week. So I'd say to you, well done. Have a safe trip home. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Representative Anderson. All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay.
No.
We are adjourned.